Thank you, Avi and Yael. Thank you, Avi, so much. Thank you so much for all this. Shekoyach. And thank you, everyone, for showing up. It's such a big week, such a simcha d'ka week, such a week of yishtokekut. And for everyone that's been showing up, it's really been, I said a few weeks ago in shul, all eyes are on us. It was meant to be like all eyes are on us to receive inspiration, not like, let's see if you're doing it right. It's all eyes are on us in a beautiful way. Everyone's showing up in such an inspiring way. We should have many more opportunities to mekadeshim shamayim barabim, hopefully, for many more years in good health, and to have unconditional love and patience for each other ad blidai. Mamash, ad blidai. And it's amazing how the closer you get to where you're supposed to be, the more the other side comes and tries so hard. And I'm definitely not trying to bring Meshalim from Denzel to Will. I'm talking right now. This is a Yiddish concept. This is as real as it gets. Remember Reb Shlomo explained by Sefer Bamidbar, He called it the Book of Mistakes, based on the Ishbitzer, because really, if you look at the whole Sefer Bamidbar, it's big people making mistakes and people being misjudged. Why? Because what's Sefer Bamidbar? It's the journey to Eretz Yisrael. It's the journey to where you're supposed to be. And Ruch Hashem, we're all on our journey. Hopefully, we all feel like we're on our journey to where we're supposed to be. And now's the time to just give each other all the love and support and koach. Just like we're doing, v'chen hala. So I want to mechazek everyone and isha koach to everyone. So I'm sure many of you have seen this new Haggadah that came out this year. This Baruch Hashem, Am Yisrael, Am HaSefer, so many Haggadahs every year. This is a beautiful one, Haggadat Pir Setzner. It was done by one of the Rebbe's great nephews, who lives in Neve Daniel, is a friend of mine. His name is Amot Shapira. You may have, for any of the Israelis in the room. Yeah, he's the grandson of the Admor HaChalutz, the brother of the Pir Setzner Rebbe, the pioneer Rebbe, the one that made it here to Eretz Yisrael. Amot Shapira is a name you'll hear on Israeli news. He works for years on the Israeli news, the radio. Amot Shapira, Katavinu, Amot Shapira. Shapira, the Rebbe's last name was Shapira. And he lives in Neve Daniel, and he told me about this a few months ago. I was so excited. He's in a very special year. He also just put out another beautiful book that both my daughters cannot put down. They've been reading it in Hebrew. I think it's called Geula, Mashu Kazeh, but like a very Sipur Prati, like an individual, modern-day sounding story, but person that I think that left me Tzraim. Something amazing. Very much I recommend. So I wanted to do a piece here. I saw in this beautiful Haggadah. It's taken, the Haggadah is taken from all the different writings of the Rebbe that have to do with the Leil Seder and Pesach. Beautiful. Beautifully done. Beautifully illustrated as well. If the Chevra are interested, I could definitely most probably arrange to get a package, to get an order. You'll let me know. It's beautiful. And what I wanted to do, these beautiful illustrations in here of all these beautiful things. What I wanted to do is a very simple piece. Mamash, a simple piece. For those that are learning online and that have this Haggadah. So this is on page 8. Do we have enough?
Yeah, more than.
No, there's.
Ursh needs one?
No, there's two.
We're good, okay. The very simple piece. And it's already to bring us to the Kedusha of this, another very recommended viewing. I want to recommend everyone to watch. Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg last week put out a brilliant Pesach prep. It's about an hour and a half long. You could do it on, if you need. You could do it on a little bit faster. I'm not a chassid of that at all, but if like that number just intimidates you, and you're not going to watch it anyway. It's brilliant. What he does, though, Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, I'll send out the link for that. He goes through a tour of your home, how to get ready for Pesach, in a very clear way with the Shulchan Aruch, with the Mishnah Berurah, in a very concise way. And mamash, it was brilliant. I was preparing with it, and it helped me tremendously as well. Mamash, he goes through a tour of the house, tour of the kitchen, tour of the bedrooms. Brilliant. And very just, he's a very special yid. Many of you know him. I know him for a long time. The Hakdama that he has is very, the Hakdama, it's a 5-minute Hakdama that did you watch it? I'm sure your mother-in-law saw it. She's a big chassid of him, yeah. The Hakdama that he has describing the attitude towards cleaning, can basically determine your child's Yiddishkeit. The attitude towards cleaning can... it's like he's not saying can have a bad effect or a good... He said, can... Mamash. It's a crazy thing if you think about it. But, you know, the Rasha comes to the table and what does he say? What's his shaila? Ma'avodah. Ma'avodah zot. You guys are crazy. Right? You guys are crazy. So this piece is also going to be speaking about the opportunity that we have. How many days is it before Pesach? 9, 10, Mashu Kazeh, right? Beseder, how many people are already deep into the cleaning? None of us, right? I could ask you next Wednesday morning, you'll all say, no. 2022, you could be thrown into jail or Facebook jail for saying such a word. let's stop. Here we go. Let's get very much. It's not just our wives' achrayas. It's our achrayas, big time. But the achrayas, forget about the clean. The attitude is what I want to talk about. This is a big one. And it's beautiful. It can be a beautiful thing. So as you see on the bottom left here, this is from, it's amazing. This is the Rebbe speaking, Parsha Toldot, 1931. Remember, Taratz, when it's Toldot, that means it's the end of the, 29. Slicha. Thank you. Taratz, Tafresh Tzadik, could be 1929 or 1930, based on the calendar. Toldot is generally read in October, November. So it's probably November 1929 from a sefer that's called Derech HaMelech. This is a book we haven't learned that much. It was a book of the Rebbe that was written in 1929. I'm not going to say in the beautiful, exciting times of peace, and because 1929 in the world was a very, very dark period. But again, the Rebbe is known as the Ish Kodesh more for the years that were written in 1939, 40, 41, 42. But 1929, the Rebbe was writing differently. It's much more an optimistic, happier sefer, beautiful sefer, hard sefer. Derech HaMelech is a hard sefer, not an easy sefer.
The Chevron Massacre also, 1929.
This is a few months after the Chevron Massacre. Because Chevron was Praot Tarpat. That was Av, Chodesh Av. It started, I think, the day after Tisha B'Av it began. This is a few months later. But this is a beautiful piece. Let's look inside. Gam ha'chana la'mitzvah hi mitzvah. The preparation for a mitzvah is also a mitzvah. Ita, me'arebi Reb Elazar Zatzal, ben Arava Kadosh, arebi Reb Elimelech. So the Noam Elimelech's son, his name was Reb Elazar. Some people say it was Reb Eliezer. But it's brought down by him. And he says over here, Reb Elimelech Milizhansk, sav savato shel ha'admor mipi ha'setzna. From the Reb, the Eish Kodesh's grandmother was the granddaughter of the Noam Elimelech. We knew that already. The line is very clear over here. The Noam Elimelech had a granddaughter. That granddaughter was the grandmother of the Piasetzna Rebbe, of the Ish Kodesh. Ala Gemara. What does he say about the Gemara? She'amar haman la'achashverosh ve'edatei ha'melech enam osim demavke lekulei shata b'shabes hayom u'pesach hayom. So Haman said to Achashverosh, they're not following your command. Why? Shemotziim et kol hashana b'shabbat hayom u'pesach hayom. What does this mean? What does the Gemara mean over here when they say that they're not doing what the king is saying? Because all year long is spent on the concept of it's Shabbos or it's Pesach. V'hiksha, you understand the question? V'hiksha, ech ze kol hashata? What do you mean? How does this come out like this? What do you mean they spend the whole year getting ready for Pesach? Pesach is only 1 week a year. And what do you mean they spend the whole week getting ready for Shabbos? Shabbos is just 1 day a week. You understand the Shaila? Very good. So the Noam Elimelech's son said, this is what drove Haman nuts. Kekotz be'enei Haman. Kotz is a thorn. It's like a thorn in the eye of Haman. Ha'achanot she'osim Yisrael kodem kol mitzvah. The prep that a Jew does for every mitzvah drove Haman nuts. A lot of things drove Haman nuts. But when he saw how much love and how much dedication is there, and how much excitement and really how much passion was put into every mitzvah way before the mitzvah took place, mishum ma ze shigeru ta sechel. Drove him crazy. The hachana for the mitzvah. You know, if you really want to smell yantiv of Pesach, or Sukkot, you know, you walk down the street in certain areas in Yerushalayim, it's just this, you know, certain areas in Me'asharim, it's en ma la'asot. Think whatever you want about what you know, lifestyles, there's a hachana. It's in the air. It's in the air. Okay. Umamash kol hashana oskim b'achanot Pesach. So Haman, the Reb Lezer says, what drove Haman nuts is that he saw Jews are preparing for Pesach all year long. V'kol ha-shavua b'achanot l'shabbat. And all year long, all week long, a yid, really alive, he's alive because he's preparing for Shabbos. Ad kan l'shono ha-kadosh. Now, let me ask you a question. Do any of you know anyone that you could say about them that in a certain way, they're preparing for Pesach all year long? You never went to a house that don't allow Sfarim on the table, at the Shabbos table?
What about a Pesach kitchen?
Huh?
What about a Pesach kitchen? On a Passover?
Bidiuk. That's definitely.
But we all do it every single day after you put on tefillin when we talk about leaving Mitzrayim.
Ah, very good. You're very much spiritual. Very spiritual. I'm talking about like, literally like, I mean, there was a house that I used to go to a lot in Yerushalayim. You ever seen this? No one else saw this here besides us. You've seen this. They don't allow, like, this would never happen.
Right.
Like, this would never happen. It's like you're bringing a sefer to a table that has chametz on. Yeah, it's October. Yeah, but who knows if there's going to be a crumb that falls in here and then you're going to, your heart's passion is going to be.
Yah doesn't eat chametz all year long.
Talk about a Pesach prep. Yeah. Rav Ephraim Goldberg speaks in this piece about, you know, what do you do regarding cleaning Sfarim? So alavai that all of us need to mamish open up all the Sfarim and clean them in order for the Pesach Hachana to be proper, right?
We're kids, that's
huh?
We
do it, right?
To take them off the shelf and cook.
Yeah, 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 alavai. Maybe we should do it. It'll be a zgula that we actually do use them all year long. I don't know. Anyway, he's saying, that was up until now. The Rebbe was quoting his great, great, great grandfather. Not his great, 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 great grandfather, but the son of his grandmother's grandfather. Not so important, but he's quoting Mishpacha. But now the Rebbe starts like this. Ki kol mitzvah gavoa hi, every mitzvah is exalted. Ve'iv shalol Yisrael, she'avoa la pam achat. What you think? A mitzvah is just like, just do it? Like we always spoke about, do you move into Shabbos or do you just show up for Shabbos, right? Moving into Shabbos requires hachana for Shabbos. If you want to move into Shabbos, do you want to just grab a mitzvah? Or do you want to be in the mitzvah? Do you want to just grab a, where can I grab a mincha? Where can I grab a mincha? It means it's something you got to grab. Or is there a hachana for a mincha? You understand where he's going with this. Every mitzvah is exalted. You can't just show up to it. V'rak, kevan she'osei aleha hachanot, kol hachana hi aliyah v'itkarvut el ha-mitzvah ad sheba eleha. The more prep you do, the more prep you do means it brings you higher and closer to what you're eventually going to be doing. But don't think for a second that you're only attached to the mitzvah once you get it done. Because then you'll just feel like, whatever, I just got to grab this mitzvah and do it.
Isn't it similar to Sukkot also, where the mitzvah itself is to be in the sukkah? You don't make a bracha and build in the sukkah, right? It's the hachana, it's the building of the sukkah, where it's actually, you're getting.
But wouldn't that mechazek the other side of the taina? You're saying, imken, then even the building of the sukkah should have a bracha on it.
No, I'm saying the hachana.
Exactly, I'm saying the hachana.
You don't make a bracha on the hachana.
Right, right, I'm saying that. So I thought you were going to say, if the hachana is that important, shouldn't there be a bracha on the hachana?
Would you say the same thing about Shabbat also?
You could, no, I'm with you on right. Why we don't, but
I'm just trying to compare.
What's the only one, what's the only thing that we have actually brachas for a hachana?
I was just thinking, Pesach, because you do Bedikat
Chametz. So that's interesting, that's one of them. What's another one? And it's around this area, this man too. Machshava-wise, this would work.
The Omer.
Exactly. What are you making a bracha on? Hachana for Matan Torah.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. And yet, you don't say a bracha on Matan Torah, on Shavuos, but you say it every single day of your life. It's interesting stuff. But the point over here is to just emphasize, nachon, even though we don't say a bracha on it, the hachana is key.
It's paramount to the actual mitzvah.
Mamash. Some would say, so I think where he's going to go here, he's going to say, perhaps maybe it's a mitzvah on its own. It's just not counted as one of the mitzvahs in the Rambam or the... But it's counted. It could be a mitzvah on his own. Let's see how he brings it up. Mashal, bottom right paragraph.
It's like also walking to a mitzvah. It's like getting already the schar of doing the mitzvah.
That's what he's going to go to. Look at this.
Mashal. Like buying your Lulav
and Esrog or Bidiyuk. All these things. Preparing this. All these things are there. But the thing is, those are all easy ones to be with simcha about. Right? But the simcha of preparing for Pesach, it's not like, oh, I'm going to go buy my lulav and esrog, right? It's a different type of
and saying, in line at Rami Levy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
with the bell.
Right.
That's a special
Nachon.
Line.
But that's the inyan. That is exactly what he's going to address. He's saying the other things, Shabbos, all these things, nah, Chana for that brings you extra love, simcha. But your child's watching you prepare for Cheirus. Your child's watching you prepare for Cheirus. What's going to be? What's going to be? So look what he says. Mashal lemi sholeh lehar gavoa. Haim rak b'shah shenimtza kvar al rosh ha'ar ne'emar she'ala. When a person's ascending a mountaintop, when do you say that he went up to the mountain? When he reached the top or when he started climbing the mountain? It's not a riddle. It's just, it's like if an axe fell. No, it's like this is my mash. Gam kol psia u psia sheposea aliyahi. Every step is considered he went up. He went up. You don't say, no, he didn't go up to the mountain until he's on the top. Every step he took is considered that he's going up. Ve'af kshomed od be'emtza ha'har. Kvar ala lehar lemala mikol ha'am ha'nimtzaim ba'aretz. Now even if you're just in the middle of the mountain, in comparison to the rest of the Olam, you're already much higher. Maybe where you have to go is still there's space. But compared to everyone else, kvar alita, you already went up. Ube'im lo haya ha'har gadol yoter, kvar haya ole lahar. If the mountain wasn't any bigger than where he's at, he would have been at the top already. You see what he's doing with our minds here? It's very cute. Nimtza shu kvar ala lahar. So this person that took a few steps up, he already, I need Sussman. Tell Sussman about this one with his trek that he was planning, right? Means you already went up to the mountain. You didn't get to the top. But what does that say about your position? And what does it say about us as we engage the avodas of going up to the mountain of Pesach? Rak she'ata nimtza shu kvar ala la'ar. Rak she'ata yesh lo od la'alot la'ar ha'sheni she'nimtza me'al ha'ar she'ala kvar. A person has to be like this. Yeah, there's another mountain. Where is it? It's right after where I am right now. I just didn't get to that mountain yet, but this mountain I already climbed. You understand what he's saying? I'm going to try to make it clear. Person goes up, he starts climbing a mountain. He gets to the middle. Did he go up the mountain?
Yeah, he went up.
Did he reach the top?
No.
Well, yeah. He reached the top of whatever could have been right now the first mountain, and now there's a whole other mountain that he can climb. It's all about perspective over here. All right? Ken kol ha'achanot she'osea Yisrael le'mitzvah. Asiyot ve'aliyot hem. This is the same exact inyan. With preparation for Pesach. Let me ask you a question. When someone goes and starts cleaning for Pesach, did they fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach?
No.
Yes. Part of it. He's a half on the mountain. That's what he's trying to point out over here. But there's still another mountain to climb. But don't say that you didn't fulfill any mitzvahs yet because you didn't finish the gemara of the mitzvah that you're working towards.
In turn, what you're saying is that it's enough, but he wants more.
No, not enough. Chas v'chalina.
He's reached that point. At that moment, when he reached that point, he got to the mountain. He got to the top of that mountain. So at that moment,
part of it. It's part.
But he still wants more.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Listen. Someone does half of a mitzvah and he's nanas, he was coerced, he can't do the rest. What is it, nechshev to him? According to halacha. If someone that was nanas, what's a better word for that in English? What does that mean? Not prohibited, no.
Against his will.
Huh?
Against his will for preventing.
He was coerced into not being able to.
It was forced upon him.
Unavoidable.
It was an unavoidable circumstance that he can't finish the mitzvah that he started doing, right?
As if he did.
Huh?
As if he did it.
Why should it be he didn't do it?
That was his
machshava. Ah. So again, the machshava we always have is to hopefully keep on going up. Again, it's a matter of perspective, but what he's trying to bring here is not to see how good you feel about yourself or not. It's to give you an injection of light in the process of cleaning. And to mitzaref this process of achana to the end of it. But let's see how he continues this. Bottom line again in the bottom paragraph. Ken kol ha'achanot she'osei Yisrael ha'mitzvah. All the preparations that you do, asiyot v'aliyotem, rak she'amitzvah od yoter gavua. It's true, it's all mitzvahs, but the mitzvah itself is even higher than everything you prepared for. V'shuv ose hachanot ad sheba la'mitzvah. Lachen, ha'achanot la'mitzvah enan hachanot la'asiya bilvad, she'tiyenahen machshirot bilvad rekaniyot me'atzman. rak ela mamash asiyahem, sheish Yisrael asad dvar laHashem ve'hu mizdakech. He's saying, don't ever say that the preparations for a mitzvah are just considered a preparation for a mitzvah. It's asiya itself. It has its own value on its own. A real yid that would never read this and say, okay, that means I could ani patul ma'ashal, because the PSS never said even the hachana for a mitzvah is considered a mitzvah. But what he's trying to say over here is something else. That's a cop-out. I'm not saying anyone's saying that.
But again, it's not saying you did the mitzvah.
No, he's saying it's an asiya itself.
Yeah. It's eating on the 9th of Tishrei.
Yes.
It's eating on the 9th of Tishrei. Yes. Yes. But what's the lesson of Chazal there? Do they say ki'ilu? Ki'ilu mitane, yeah. So, right. The problem would be if Chazal said, kol ha'ochel bachi nechshav ketzam v'asiri. So it doesn't say nechshav, but it definitely does say ki'ilu, nachon. It's important to remember this. V'ze shamati mikvod kedushat chotni harav atzadik ha'kodosh. Harav Yerachmiel Moshe Hopstein Mikoznitz, Shamar B'Shem HaKdush HaSlevi, was said from my father-in-law in the name of the Berditchever, Shekshavar Kodem HaPesach Lifnei Anashim, Sheniku Et HaKedim Lichvot Pesach. The Berditchever would come before the women that were cleaning the utensils in honor of Pesach. Amar, Yehi Ratzon Shamalachim Hayotzim Min Kashrak. Okay. So Kashrak stands for, in the Makor, Kashrak is Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. In all the Svarim, the Kabbalistic Svarim, they'll say Kashrak. It's a Kavana, a special Kavanot that will come out because of, from the Tkias that come out of, you know. Tkia, Shvarim, Trua, Tkia. Ach Rab Levi Yitzchak noten lezeh parshanut amatima lePesach. But the Berditchever said, no, no, you know what Kashrak stands for? Kratzen, which means, No, it's not krech. Kratzin girud means to...
It sounds like hard work, whatever it is.
Right. It's definitely a oi connotation there. To legared, to scrape,
like
to peel,
crunching.
Yeah.
Like scratching.
Right. Shavin is kirtsuf, that means scrubbing. Rabin, shifshuf. I don't know how to say that. It's like shifshuf.
Also,
they're all synonyms of forms of prep, of cleaning. Kikasherin, that's Haggalah. You understand what he did? Mm-hmm. Kashrak, everyone says, oh, Tkia, Shvarim, Tkia. Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchever is saying, yeah, you know the Malachim come out of those kolos? You know what kind of Malachim come out from the avodas of scrubbing, of preparing? Ah, Rav Levi Yitzchak. Ya'alu ve'yamlitzu tov ba'adeinu. The Malachim that are born out of these avodas that you're doing, women, you're forming malachim. We say that whenever anyone does a mitzvah, they create an angel. He goes to the women and say, you know what kind of angels you're creating by the scrubbing? He says, I want those angels to go up to Shemaim and be mamlitz tov ba'adeinu. Be our, how would you call it?
The advocates.
Just like he was. What was he known as? Sanegoran shel Yisrael, as the advocate of the Jewish people. Ad kan lishono hakadosh, ki kmo shemin kol mitzvah nivra malach. Just like from every mitzvah, a malach is created. Ken gam min ha-hachanot la-mitzvah. So maybe, Shachar, this is good. Maybe it's not considered a mitzvah. Because we say, ki'ilu. But what do we know that a mitzvah produces? What does a mitzvah produce? An angel. No, here. A mitzvah produces an angel. He says, a hachana for a mitzvah, maybe it's not considered a mitzvah in the mitzvah category, but it also produces angels.
So like, is it being halfway there, or is it being there? Because again, going back to the Mashal, being in the middle of the mountain, you're there, depending on your perspective. You're not really there.
It's amazing. This has been like our sugya in the air for like weeks already, you know? It's all your fault.
Enough.
I am enough. This should be the worst thing in the world you do the rest of your life.
Seems like good.
That's an interesting Indian. Like that's a very important thing to bless you.
Thank you.
That's a very important way. A cop out looks at that, and he has a bechir over here, and he says, "You know what? It's fine.
What's
chetzi, kilu chetzi ahar, and I have almi lismoch." But really, we know that when a person is really engaged in the mitzvah of pnimiut, There's no way in the world.
You don't even want to only do the hachana.
Mapitam. Again,
that's what I'm saying. It's halfway there.
You're doing 100% of the hachana.
Hopefully.
So I'm saying you're 100% of where you need to be at that moment.
Right.
When you get Pesach, you're 100% of where you need to be at that moment.
But 100% of hachana, to the halachist, just for a second, he looks at that and he says,
0%.
That's 0% of the halacha.
That's their issue.
Right, but that's an important thing. But hashkafa wise, is a very important nekuda. 100% of ahana could be 0% of the halacha. Go give that over to your children. Atzlacha rabachem. Ma pitom? The Baal Shem Tov comes down and says, "That's not important. What's important? What is important? Engagement, awareness, consciousness, engagement in the mitzvah, and every mitzvah, because it's so exalted, demands a hachana." Demand the preparation. Comes the Rebbe Levitzchak Berdichever, basically, and he's saying, and the B'Yosetzner Rebbe is saying, what is Rebbe Levitzchak Berdichever saying? He says, yeah, when the halachist, maybe you'll even mask him, when you do a mitzvah, you get a malach. And I'm here to tell you, based on what Rebbe Levitzchak Berdichever did to those women, even the hachana for the mitzvah itself produces malachim. Rebbe Levitzchak Berdichever asked from those malachim that they should be mamlit tov bad am Yisrael. So if that's the situation, how do you approach the preparation for a mitzvah? If the preparation for a mitzvah can serve, if the result of a preparation for a mitzvah can serve as advocates for Am Yisrael, how do you approach that very gentle and delicate time? In the Svarim regarding Pesach, the Svarim that speak about this man, from Rosh Chodesh Nisan till Yud Aleph Nisan, this is a very, very, very important and sensitive and auspicious time for the things that are like beneath the surface. Because, yeah, no mitzvah's actually started yet. Soon there's going to be all these chametz and these, you know, there's four isur, you know, there's a bunch of positive mitzvahs, there's also lotases. But the child, in order to be engaged with those, needs to see how you approach that hachana to that place. This is also one of the reasons why, and I'm not giving any opinion on the matter, I'm just explaining a certain mahalach, that going away for Pesach, everyone should be privileged to have luxuries in their life. Someone told me this week, I shared it with you. Parnasa, everyone, we don't say that Yidden shouldn't have parnasa. Parnasa is for other people. Yidden should have ashirus. They should be wealthy. Amen. We should have everything. Why not? Why not? And everyone should have the most luxurious experiences in the world and three Pesach. It's like Pesach kitchen, Pesach home. But what's missing? What's missing from that? And Rav Weinberger speaks about this all the time. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. The weeks before Pesach, he'll always say, if Chalila, some of you have to go to a hotel. What's missing? You know what's missing? Malachim. That's what's missing. Based on this. Malachim. Angels. And achanot.
Where's the
kashrak? Yeah, though you have to pack. That's it. You're sweating. You're scrubbing. You're closing everything.
His last year, the whole thing on capatos, which is great because that's what we learned about capatos. Everyone's right. Like, what's the type of capatos? It's like,
yeah. From last year, he did it.
No, it's just now. It's just
oh yeah.
But anyway, but he goes on to say for those that have to go away from Pesach, he goes, you can't imagine what goes on inside the kitchen. I'm not even talking about how these guys, the Goyim, how they mamish, you know, they're sweating into your food. I was like, Shia, it's disgusting. I'm talking about the sina that they have for you and the energy and kavana that they have when preparing your holy Pesach food.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like something that, you know, I never even, forget about not being in the environment of like, you know, Pesach and being around a pool. But to have to even think that way, so it's holy even in us going ahead and cleaning. It's holy in us preparing the
big
food.
Time.
It's like another level.
Malachim.
Right.
Malachim.
We have this concept right now. We're going to have that the people who you're going to go participate in baking matzah. Every time you have to, you say
L'shem. Yeah.
And you also do it with tzitzit. Anytime you have to hand you. So we actually already have this anyway in certain mitzvot. I don't know why we don't have it for the cleaning. You could say that, right? You could say.
I would.
But what is the... what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to get rid of the chametz?
What does Shem do say? Yes.
That's what... The mitzvah that we're doing is getting rid of the chametz.
David, you got to write one.
When we're talking here about...
Write a harani mochum azuman. You got to write
one. We're going for the mitzvah of getting rid of chametz? So our,
we're going for a general mitzvah of there's a number of mitzvahs of
Pesach. No, I understand this is a general thing, but specifically he started talking about cleaning.
At the end, he talks about
but
cleaning.
But when you're
yeah.
cleaning, why isn't that in and of itself? It seems like one elongated mitzvah because you can't. There's no. The end is it just Pesach happens, but there's no real end to it. End is, I guess, you declare that you finished. But the whole thing seems to
well,
be.
If you don't clean your house and you move into another house, you know, then or if you do clean your house and you don't live in your house, is that preparation mitzvah?
I mean, I guess you did the mitzvah because you got rid of the chametz by leaving it, right?
Right, like, but again, yeah. You can do that. You can right. be yotzeh every mitzvah. Anyone that goes to one of these places, I don't want anyone to chas v'shalom think that they're doing anything halachically wrong. God forbid. I think that it's not even our inyan to look into other people's halachic statuses. We're speaking about what's available for us.
Right, but you don't
and
have
what's available for
general,
us.
Right, you don't get an essence of accomplishment if you didn't. You get out what you put in. So Nahum. Here, he's,
yeah,
he's,
like taking a tram up the mountain instead of walking up the mountain, basically.
Yeah.
That's a good mashal. Yeah.
Isn't there a story with Rothschild and the Baba Rebbe or the Belzer Rebbe that he had a special? He showed him. That he had a special house that he opened just for Pesach, and then the Belz Rebbe wasn't impressed, and they asked him after why wasn't he impressed. They said because you're not getting the enjoyment of cleaning for Pesach,
Interesting.
There's another mitzvah that we get all the time that I think about, which is every four amot that we get here.
Yeah,
I mean, like we don't. Some I contemplate it sometimes. That you get that feeling when you're in Eretz Israel, and every four amot you're taking another step. But it's lakrat something.
We had an opportunity to delve into what you're saying 2 days ago. It got a little bit confusing because there was a word missing, but you all heard the second bracha Rabbi Riskin said?
Mm-hmm.
With the mezuzah? So it's a bracha that Ari says all the time. Ari and Jeremy say all the time. Do you want to explain what that bracha is?
I mean, to establish the border of the widow. Which the way I sort of explain it is when you go to a new place in Eretz Yisrael that you've never been, that was desolate and built up, that's been built up since, so you make this bracha. And so I say that before we got to the mountains that we're at, the land was desolate and barren and kutz v'dardar, and now it's like been brought back to life. So it's like the widow has come back to marriage, back to life. Or we were the widow, and now we're back to life, or it's a mixture of both. But
there's a similar bracha, Sheva brachas. Sostasis v'tagela akara b'kibbutz bana letocha b'simcha. Very similar. So Rabbi Riskin, he said, he basically just backs it and missed a word. He said matziv almana, but it should be matziv gvul almana. That you set up the gvul, you just so a king can do this, right? A king can actually lengthen borders. So that's really, if we have that consciousness here. And I think we do, but we could do it even much more. And especially in Bemet, I'm not saying this to make you feel good because I don't want to, you know, your egos are it. you guys are living, mamash, you've given us all this inspiration to really feel much more connected to that consciousness. I speak on behalf of everyone here. Mamash.
Matityahu Klein, the whole street was nothing.
I remember, yeah.
And now it's a border. Yeah.
In the house where Toby lives. used to be, some of you remember, there's a few here, used to live there, was Avi Moskowitz, whose son, Baruch Hashem, got engaged, getting married, Chaim's getting married. So when I first was in that house, he said to me, people always ask me, what was here before you were here? So he says, I always take them to my living room window, I say to them, look, and it's the rock that's right across the street. He said, that's exactly it. So I actually sent Josh pictures, because he was working in Yavniel on Monday. I sent him videos and pictures that says, this is yours. This is your Hatzavat Gvul Almana, Josh. This is yours. Mamash. So with that consciousness, with the mitzvah of building Eretz Yisrael, so someone can say, listen, I just want to show up to something that's prepared for me already. And they'll still get the mitzvah of Yeshuva Aretz. They will. What won't they get if you're not part of the building process of it? See, Mashiach's going to come, and everyone's going to be here, and everyone will be able to mekayem the mitzvah of Yeshuva Aretz. But what are we trying to offer the world the opportunity right now? The malachim that are produced from the building of Eretz Yisrael. It's the same thing. Mamash, the same thing.
Hazarim b'diyam avireinu.
Legamre. Hayotze lanu midvareinu, bottom left.
street view of today.
Oh, that's crazy. Send this to the group, okay? That's a crazy imagery. Send it to the group. Hayotze lanu midvareinu. She'isha Yisrael, a yid, she'mechin davar le'mitzvah, that prepares something for a mitzvah. Tzarich ladat she'lo et asiyah levad mechin. He's not just preparing the actual doing. Rak ela gam et atzmo, he's preparing himself. Ve'lo hachshara levad hi, rak ela gam ken mitzvah hi. Ah, Shachar, we have a problem. Because he's saying over here right now, crystal clear, this is not only hachana, which is pretty. The P.S. Etzner Rebbe says it's a mitzvah. He said this straight out. Unless I read this wrong. Takenati. What do you think? The Mashu Amar. Od pam. Ayotze lanu midvarenu. She'ish Yisrael she'mechin davar le'mitzvah. Tzarich ladat she'lo et ha'asiyah levad mechin, rak ela gam et atzmo. Velo hachshara levad hi, rak ela gam ken mitzvah hi.
I think you said maybe that it's part and parcel with the actual mitzvah. It's not two separate entities. I don't know if it's
necessary. It's part of the mitzvah. That's
a it's not. There's not a hachana and a mitzvah. That's not two separate things. It's a
hachana and a mitzvah.
It's part of that.
It's part of the mitzvah. Nachon.
Which is why, if when you start it, the hachana, or you start the mitzvah, and you don't get to finish it.
Because you already started the process. Nachon. It would still bring a shayla though. Why don't you start the hachana with the bracha? It's interesting. We end the hachana with the bracha. But someone explained this very clearly. Because you know when this possibly could be the answer.
Yeah, because if you don't finish it, you don't be able to see it then.
Do you know when they were mitaken the mitzvah of bdikas chametz and bir chametz? In what era, like what were people living in the times when they were mitaken that inyan?
In the Gemara.
What possessions did people have back then?
Dirt floors.
So what did they have to do? When they did bdikas chametz,
new dirt.
That was actually what they had to do. Zat omeret, no one lived in luxury. So when they were doing the mitzvah and they said a bracha, they did a bracha. Then they went to go check what the only things they needed to check, which is the very limited amount of property they had. What would they say today? Maybe they would say, I don't know, could be. Maybe they would say, start the bracha earlier. Any musag. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How much property did people have back then?
Possessions.
Nothing. So when they said, al bdikas chametz, right? They really did. Al bir chametz, that was really, it's very little. And it's not so far-fetched. You know, I share this with you sometimes. My father, who had the privilege of witnessing a Kohen, Mare Kohen, that my father's holding the Sefer Torah all day and Monday and bringing the Torah into the Heichal. I went once in Buenos Aires with my brother to the area where, to the house my father grew up in house. You saw pictures of it, yeah? The room my father lived in with his parents and his sibling, right? It wasn't thousands of years ago like this. 60 years ago it was like this. 70 years ago like this for many people. His bdikas chametz could have very well been, okay, the night before Pesach, we'll do a bdikas chametz and, you know, one room and bezeo. I don't know. It's the fact that we have so much to clean now is a bracha, but it's a different story. It changes, you know, it changes our perspective of it. So again, I'm reading this paragraph again. We're going to end with this. Hayotze lanu midvareinu, she'ish Yisrael she'mechin dvar le'mitzvah. Tzarich ladat she'lo et ha'asiya levad machin, rak ela gam et atzmo. You're preparing yourself. Ve'lo achshara levadi rak ela gam ken mitzvahi, she'chelek mimenu mitgale. Uch'she'yase et ha'mitzvah, kol oto achelek yitgale. The mitzvah, something exalted within the mitzvah becomes revealed through the hachana for it. When you finish doing the mitzvah, the whole entity of the mitzvah becomes fully revealed. But part of the kedusha becomes revealed just by the hachana. Lachen, gam ha-mitzvot she'enan tzrichot hachana ke-pesach b'shabbat. Also, so there are two, and Brenner, this is mamash addressing you. So mitzvah is not like Pesach and Shabbos. Tzrichim gam ken lachin et atzmo lahen. You got to prepare yourself for those as well. even though they don't need hachanot like Shabbos and Pesach. If it's a mitzvah, it has light to be revealed. You don't just show up and turn on the light. And the hachana for every mitzvah we have can come through thought, speech, and action. Everything. By Chassidim, it's very, very big. All the harenis, all the hareni, harini, makabel, hareni, makabel, these are all very, very important things. It's not just like, it's a nice, cute Chassidish addition. They're saying, no, Hashem gave us chaye olam nata betochenu. You gave us eternal life within every mitzvah, every commandment. I want to know exactly that I'm doing everything I can to be prepared for what you're telling me. I want to understand more of it. And within every single mitzvah, there's so many like messages of love. But if you just come and say, whatever, I did it. Yeah, you did it, but you didn't chop at all what the point was.
That's where it depends where the starting line is. For them, the starting line is the achana already. They're already, their mindset is well before just, you know, picking up your glass and drinking water. Making rough on
it. The hobby, like in sports, like the season starts, preseason, like preparing for the season.
Interesting. Chassidim say Pesach starts when you put the Pesach dishes away. Matzoy Pesach. Reb Shlomo said he became a Yid by seeing how his father would kiss the Pesach, his mother would kiss the Pesach dishes when they put it away. Matzoy Pesach. Again, determining a kid's attitude to Yiddishkeit. Yesh b'zeh masho. So we should be zoche, all of us here, we should be zoche to show our precious, precious children. And by doing that, we're showing ourselves that the engagement in the privilege of Hachana l'Pesach is a privilege. Is a privilege, and zvizim magdimim. Obviously, no one's gonna. No, you'll have plenty of other hachanas to do. I always tell Chassan and Kala when I meet with them. I was like, listen, there's gonna be plenty of stuff you're still gonna have to do, but take care of this stuff now so you don't leave that till the end. There's always stuff that can be taken upon ourselves, even right now, whatever it is, so that we can go into Pesach like Bnei Chorin, b'simcha v'tuv levav, with good health. And Ava, the Achva, the Shalom, the Reyes, everyone. Shukoyach, Shukoyach, Shukoyach.